Hello and welcome to Trust Your Glitter Podcast. This is Christy and I am here with the astrology of the rest of April, holy cow, through May the 5th. I can't believe we're pretty much sailing through this entire year of just, I don't know, extreme change, extreme weather, extreme politics, extreme war. So I just want to put a message out for peace for people, especially because we're also being asked astrologically to work on some very deep and personal stuff in our own lives. So as I kind of look through the astrology of the week ahead, I want to note that we have a very important retrograde coming up at the end of the week, but because we had a full moon in Scorpio last week, there is an element of Pluto, this deep psychological energy, kind of asking us to keep going and assessing the power structures, not only on a mass scale, so this is globally, within, you know, your own local government, within, you know, all everything around you, political structures, universities, for example, as well as those structures that created you. So we are in the zone of assessing every single power structure in our lives, including our own minds. How did our minds derive where they get to today? How do we create our reality as we heal, as we are still diving into the shadow work? And that is what that full moon in Scorpio did for us last week. It kind of gave us or illuminated more of the shadow. It could be through something in our own lives that really highlighted, hey, this is actually something related to power, abuse of power, and recreating a better life for yourself. But it's also something that is really apparent and really important as we head into this week. So I want to note that, because as the planets move along on April 29th, Venus, the planet of our heart chakra, the goddess, the energy of the sacred feminine, is entering the sign of Taurus. And Venus wants us to feel good. Venus wants us to be in luxury. And during Taurus season that we're in now, is asking us to even do more self-care. And self-care that has nothing to do with what other people see as self-care. So self-care for some people can be therapy. Self-care for others can be just, changing up something in your life, kicking out something in your life that no longer is serving your highest form of good for your personal energy. It's taking authority back in a very big way, because Venus in Taurus, Taurus is a fixed sign, and Taurus doesn't want to budge for anybody if something doesn't feel right. Because Taurus is about our senses and about how we feel good in our own body. So April 29th brings us this beautiful transit of Venus in Taurus. And the next day, April 30th, and Venus is in her home sign. She is very happy in the sign of Taurus. Venus rules Taurus and Libra, and in the sign of Taurus really does want to feel at home, just in this almost sovereign, sacred, somatic energy. On April 30th, Mars enters Aries, and Mars is extremely happy in the sign of Aries. Mars rules over the sign of Aries and Scorpio. So last week's full moon is interesting because there was a lot of Mars energy being kicked up, but as well as Pluto. So we continue that theme this week, but Mars is returning home after these rock and eclipses Martian sign of Aries. And while we had these eclipses, the April 8th eclipse was kicking up Mars energy, but that was in the sign of Pisces. So there was this a lot of oceanic tidal waves moving around. And I do think it's interesting that with that eclipse, there's been these anomalies off of Antarctica and extreme weather. Now, it is the season for extreme weather, but I think with Mars and Aries, it can be either or, because we are a planet at war at all times. It's just that right now, there's definitely a shift. And with Mars and Aries, we are being asked to fight for something for ourselves, and also start to really notice where the collective anger is filtering through. So I want to note that as well. It's going to be an interesting transit to see, because it's not all hearts and flowers and rainbows, even though Mars is happy in the sign of Aries. It's definitely like that divine masculine energy now has. If you felt just completely unplugged and exhausted, there is a nice balance between Mars and Venus happening in the sky this week that I really, really like. On May 1st, there is a last quarter moon at 11 degrees Aquarius. I want to note this. I've been really experimenting with first and last quarter moon energy and just trying to be more hyper aware of the quarter moons as they are turning the wheel in our lunar cycles. So with this last quarter moon, after we experienced a full moon in Scorpio and then are preparing for next week's new moon in Taurus, I think that this last quarter moon is giving us a chance to actually reflect from a more analytical perspective in the sign of Aquarius. I think that this week is a lot of, you know, looking at things from outside of the box, looking at things from the tone of, especially if it's related to generational trauma and cycle breaking. Cycle breakers, it's your week to really reflect and sit at a midpoint. That's the way I kind of view this, is like, I personally, as I went into this episode, I had a dream last night where I wrote down the dream and kind of analyzed what that dream meant for me, and it was related to finding my voice and my childhood and how, you know, being a stand-up comic is actually healing a lot of a wound. I think a lot of people choose professions or go into, you know, art forms that reflect their childhood wound. And I think, you know, one of the pivotal things in the dream was I kept saying on stage, I was in a dream, I was in my childhood living room where the TV was, and there was an open mic going on with just random people. And in the dream, I was the last comedian to go, and when I got on stage, I was holding like an old school corded microphone, and only one person stayed. And I remember that there was like a fireplace, and it was kind of like the stage area, and only one person stayed. I walked the room, and the one thing that I was just screaming in the dream was, speak from the heart, speak from the heart. And I was screaming that in the dream, hoping that people would hear this and speak from their heart. And as I analyzed the dream, I was like, this must be what this quarter moon is saying to us, is how can we analyze these situations in our life, these scenarios in our life where maybe we quote unquote walk the room and only one person stays and hears what we're saying. But at a certain point, what was the message being given? Even if one person hears you, even if you're the only one hearing you, this is a time to hyperanalyze. Are you going to stay true to your integrity, to your healing process, or are you going to try to go with the grain? And Aquarius quarter moon doesn't want to go with the grain. You know, this is the age of Aquarius that we're in right now. This is about not going with the old ways of life. So this week is giving us kind of this reflection of looking at the chapters of our life of the past and reviewing what the chapters of our life that we can build towards our future being. And I actually wrote a note for this as well. Let me just... So it's about authenticity, and it is regarding this dream. And I think that it's kind of like if you were to think of like a horoscope message, but this authenticity that we're being asked is, if there was nobody here to see you do this thing, and the position was you not having to please anybody in your life, or to show anybody what you were doing, or to show anybody what you've accomplished, would you still be doing this thing? And what were you doing in the past? What were the things that you were trying to accomplish? Did they have anything to do with what your heart was asking? Or was it more you were trying to prove, whether it was the generational trauma, generational cycles, generational patterns, wrong? So that's something that I kind of want to highlight, because on May the 2nd, Pluto is going retrograde in the sign of Aquarius. Now this is, and again, I took a lot of notes for this week, so this is an important transit. This is an important cycle. This is the cycle of the review. Now, what we're going to see with this, it's intertwined with many retrogrades to come. It's intertwined with many transits to come and aspects to come in astrology. So as I look ahead astrologically, I feel like this week is a good jumping pad, little leap pad. Although I would maybe say next week with the new moon is more of looking at that as a symbolic leap, but, or maybe this week is preparing for what roots you want to set down. If we look at the fact that the tree of whether we want to see this as like an old school Capricorn Pluto tree of life, that has rotted its roots out, and now it's just overturned, and now we're sitting here with a tree that's fallen over, and we're just kind of watching it. And I think it is also in the US, it's symbolic. Yesterday, the 26th of April, there was a pretty significant tornado emergency in Nebraska and Iowa in the United States, and historically, this has not happened in the U.S. like this, in this capacity, in many years. And so when I looked at that as a symbol of the fact that we just left the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction here during tornado season, you know, this giant tornado comes through, you know, pummels down houses and communities. And what I saw in my mind was just this gigantic, historical, ancestral tree that some of the roots are still in the ground, but the core of the tree is up. And when Pluto goes retrograde on May 2nd, we have this final stint of Pluto re-entering the sign of Capricorn. This will officially be on September 1st. So the retrograde takes us May 2nd. Pluto's going back through the earliest degrees of Aquarius and then reaches 29 degrees of Capricorn September 1st, and will be in Capricorn and till, so Pluto stations direct on October 11th, 2024, and then re-enters Aquarius officially on the 19th of November, 2024, and then will leave the shadow zone on the 2nd of February, 2025. So this is the last of this extremely long transit. I mean, this was an era. This was a vibe. Pluto in Capricorn since 2008. And finally, we get to this moment of saying, hey, this is a transit of the poison, toxic use of power in governmental, patriarchal forms, colonizing forms. For the U.S., this is extremely specific. And so we're going to have, you'd have to be under a rock, but as we probably figured out in the United States, it's going to be a hop in elections season. There's all sorts of last hurrahs from the patriarchy. And I'm talking about those in power who use their authority for not so great things. And so, however we want to define it, this is an extremely important setting stone this week to let us know that both psychologically and on a larger scale, we're going to see this. So if you're questioning the structures of literally the family units that raised you, the religious systems that taught you, indoctrinated you, the school systems, everything is up for review. And so this time of review also has to do with economics. It has to do with our security on this planet. It's not supposed to feel, you know, it's not supposed to feel safe. Astrology helps us to understand that these are assignments. And yes, in the meantime, we find community. Jupiter's going to help us with that. In the meantime, we find art and a new form of spoken word and healing among people that have a vision of peace. It is going to be a battle. Pluto also is about war in many ways, whether it's psychological or related to our autonomy. So the aspects of the week, we have this interesting, this is before Mars enters the sign of Aries. On the 29th, we have Mars conjunct Neptune. I'd be interested to see what Monday and Tuesday brings to the news cycle. This is related to water. This is related to oceans. Mars does stir and create steam, heat. So I'd be interested to see where the weather's taking us with this Mars conjunct Neptune. It might be that the conjunction just kind of opens up the energy, and when Mars enters Aries, I more want to look at the oceans and water, any bodies of water here. April the 30th, we have Venus semi-square to Saturn. Now Venus is in Taurus here. Saturn's at 16 degrees Pisces. I like this. A semi-square is tension, but I like the energy what the energy is asking us to do is rest and not push through. So it's saying, hey, can you just sit here a second and really think about this? Because the next day, May the 1st, we have Venus square to Pluto, which we just had a Sun square Pluto after the full moon in Scorpio. So now it's Venus saying, hey, there's a deep reflection going on with, you know, where do you feel powerful? Where do you feel like you can hone your energy? Where can you put down roots? Where do you feel safe in your own body? How can you reconnect and realign with yourself? And then on May the 3rd, we have Mars, who's now in Aries, sextile, meaning in sort of a friendship energy to Pluto and Aquarius. I like this. Again, I want to see what's going on with the protests, because this is protesting vibes. This is, you know, action for the community with Pluto and Aquarius. Also on May the 3rd, we have the Sun in Taurus semi-square to Neptune. So how I feel this, again, it's directing me towards ocean energy. However, with the Sun in Taurus, this could also be related to cattle specifically, because Taurus is bovine. So it could be that something related to liquid and bovines. That's how a direct translation would be. Something related to underground water, pipes, fixed things that hold water. So I'd be interested to see what May the 3rd brings with farming. This could even be a farming protest. But I'm definitely see something related to mud, water, and pipes. Maybe a pipe bursts, something like that. On the positive side, on the light side of this, this is sitting here and meditating. This is what the energy wants us to do in a world that's constantly moving. May 1st through the 3rd. And also May the 4th be with you for anybody who's celebrating. And then on May 5th, we have the Sun in Taurus semi-sextile to the North Node in Aries. I think this is related to protests. I'd be interested also if we look at the protests of people, they might get water blasted. I want to put out peace for those in protests, but I also just want to heed caution to anybody who is doing a sitting protest that, you know, really, really be mindful of the fact that this is a time of change. This is the age of Aquarius. And so peaceful protesters are almost seen as a bigger threat, because we're looking at Pluto retrograde, and we're looking at a tree that's overturned where you can't unsee the thing. So even if you're trying to be peaceful, it's pissing off something that's not so peaceful. So with the Sun semi-sextile to the North Node, there's nothing wrong with what is being, you know, pointed out. The Sun is authority. The North Node is kind of like, this is where the magnetic north needs to go. The Sun in Taurus is like, yeah, but I need to sit here, be peaceful, be in my energy. The North Node in Aries is like, we have to take action on this. In your personal life, this could be like you're in between a rock and a hard place, and you have to go towards your blind spot. And that's okay too. So I'll be back through the week kind of documenting this astrology. I also am very want to point out that, you know, at the end of May, Jupiter will be entering the sign of Gemini. I have a little video out about that, but it's going to be a really interesting transit in general. And I feel like these protests are ramping up this Jupiter transit that's to come. And it's going to really, really influence the rest of 2024 into next year as well, because Jupiter will be in the sign of Gemini from May 25th of 2024 through June 9th of 2024. So it's a really enlightening time, mentally expanding time. We also have a lot of retrogrades in between there, especially Mercury retrogrades in between there. And we have two more Mercury retrogrades in 2024. So we just want to point that out as we go into this week, just knowing that this week is really important for self-reflection. We're also going to see a lot of wild things just keep on coming. The hits will keep on coming for the world. And so I just want to point that out and say have an amazing week ahead. I also want to say, you know, I am working on switching up how I'm editing my audio. So I am aware that the last three episodes, my audio has been popping. I want to say I apologize to those who listen to the podcast, but it's definitely an experimental process when it comes to audio and video editing for me. So this week I'm trying something a little different. If it switches up, just let me know. If you do want to work with me, I am taking readings again. Those are listed on my website, trustyourglitter.com. I'm also on Linktree. You can book directly there. Christy Belich, Trust Your Glitter. Thank you so much.